Science Audio presents Liquid Gold, Bees and the Pursuit of Midlife Honey by Roger Morgan Grenville, performed by Simon Mattox. Disclaimer. Beekeeping has inherent risks due to the toxicity of bee stings. If you are stung by a bee and experience symptoms such as difficulty in breathing, swelling of the tongue and throat, and/or a weak, rapid pulse, or you feel unwell in any way, seek immediate medical advice. Any adverse reaction to a bee sting or multiple bee stings should be taken seriously and referred to a medical professional before continuing with beekeeping activities. The contents of this book do not constitute professional advice on beekeeping. Neither the author nor the publisher shall be liable or responsible for any loss or damage allegedly arising from any information or suggestion contained in this book. A note on names. Some of the names of people, places and organisations in this book have been changed to protect their privacy and anonymity, and to avoid invading the quiet spaces of people doing what is essentially a peaceful hobby. Prologue. 1969. He was called Mr. Fowler. Like most children then, I lived in a world devoid of adult first names, and so Mr. Fowler he stayed. And when I thought of him, I really only thought of him as Mr. McGregor in Beatrix Potter's The Tale of Peter Rabbit. All I remember about him now is that he had a flat cap that he never took off and a pipe that he never took out of his mouth. He gardened for my grandfather, which must have been no mean feat, as my grandfather was a formidable gardener himself. One midsummer afternoon, while I was staying, I tiptoed round to the greenhouse to help myself to a couple of his gardener's delight tomatoes while no one was looking, only to find that Mr. Fowler was looking. He was there, in the shadows, operating the antique watering system, but he was forgiving enough to hand me a couple to try, anyway. Perfectly did he understand the elemental pleasure of the smell and taste of an old-fashioned tomato straight off the vine in a hot greenhouse. For a minute or two, he stood with me, watching a bee hard at work on the flowers above. "Why is it doing that?" I asked him, as it darted from flower to flower, as if its life depended on it. "It's not an it," he said sternly. "It's a she, and she's foraging. She's collecting pollen and nectar to take back to the hive to turn into honey." "How does she do that?" I asked, chastened. In the monochrome world of 1960s food, honey was something I actually liked and could easily identify with.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?